You have your Bible, turn with us to Hebrews chapter 12 this morning. Hebrews chapter 12 for just a moment in time. God will be our help. Verse 1. Hebrews 12 and verse 1. He said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." The Bible says here that, "Therefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses," I want to say I'm glad today, praise God, that there's some folks that's treaded away. Hey, some folks has come through this thing, praise God, victorious. Hey, some folks, some good godly mamas and papas, some mamas and daddies, praise God, that tread through this race called faith and come out victorious. And they've already crossed over, praise God, to a place of rejoicing. They're in a place today where they're magnifying the good God of glory. Amen. A place where they never have to back up. And they never have to worry about going wrong. Me and you're not there yet. But one day in a little while, if we'll trust the Lord, amen, He'll bring us to that place. But it'll all be because of Lord Jesus Christ. It'll be all be because we put our faith and our trust in Him. Without Him, we can do nothing. We don't have the strength to stand. If we ain't careful, all we'll do is fall and stumble around in this old world. But I'm glad that we have a blessed Savior who loved us enough, praise God, that He said He'd never let us fall. When we put our trust in Him, He said He'd come alongside us and He'd help us every step of the way. But I'm afraid in America, in the place that we call home, praise God, I'm afraid that we forgot to remember God. I'm afraid we forgot to put Him first. I'm afraid we forgot to put our trust and faith in the very one that said He'd protect us and help us all the way to the end of this way. But I'm glad, praise God, that we can come back to remembrance. Amen. It's just as He brought Israel back time and time again. He brought them back to the place of remembrance. Hey, God, how good, how much God loved us and how much He cares for us and how much He wants to do for us even today. Amen. As the Savior came from glory, manifest in the flesh, hung on an old rugged cross and shed His blood for me and you so that we might go free from the penalties of sin that the devil couldn't hook us and snare us and draw us away. But praise God, there was something that would hold us near. Praise God, all the days of our life. And they so great a cloud of witnesses in glory today and look down upon you and then say, you know what? Just stay the good fight of faith. Just stay the course. Praise God, it'll be worth it after all. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, we've got that blessed hope today in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. He said, let's lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. He says, let's sinfulness in the world today. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that's overcome the sin of the world. Amen. And His name is Christ Jesus the righteous. Amen. He came through this world just like you and I. Amen. He came through it victorious, shouting to pray, doing the will of the Father this morning. Amen. I'm wondering what would happen to America. I'm wondering what happened to me and you today if we'd back up and say, Heavenly Father, Thy will be done. I'm afraid we get caught up running in this world, praise God, in this rat race called life. And if we ain't very careful, we get persuaded to go our own path. But I'm glad today that there's a God that's got a better way. Amen. And we don't get caught up in it. But when we begin to run a race with patience, I'm talking about just waiting on the Lord, expecting till He comes and He guides us, amen, in that race that's set before us. Every one of us have a race to run. And I'm glad there's a God of glory that said He'd run it with us. Amen. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us, but He'll always be right there to guide us and lead us and show us the way, to instruct us in the way of righteousness for His name's sake. There's a way that seemeth right to a man. Amen. But I want to say there's a way that's right in the eyes of God. And praise God, when we find that way, praise God, you say, what is that way? Jesus said, I am that way. Amen. I'm the ways, I'm truth, and He said, I'm life. You know what? I'm tired of living dead. I'm tired of seeing folks dead on their feet, amen, living, praise God, outside of the glory of God. Amen. There's a whole cloud of witnesses that says there's something better. Amen. There's something we can reach and get a hold of, praise God, that'll stir our hearts. But the writer of Hebrews here, he said, if we want it, we got to begin to look for it in the right place. Amen. We got to begin to look for it. Number one, he said, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, looking unto Jesus. Amen. So we got to begin to look unto Jesus. In Acts chapter 17, verse 28, the Bible says this, for in Him we live and move and have our being. Amen. If we ever want to be alive, praise God, if we ever want to have life and have it in abundance, amen, we'll find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us that life. He gives us that joy unspeakable, amen, that we can take and begin to live, praise God, that brings the happiness that we're desiring, that we're looking for today. I've said many, many times, I'll probably say it 100,000 more times, if the Lord tarries, amen, happiness depends on what happens. Amen. But joy comes from the Lord. And when we get joy in the Lord, praise God, the happiness will follow. Amen. Amen. It's a fringe benefit of joy of knowing the Lord. Amen. He just fills you overflowing. Amen. It satisfies your soul. Amen. Glory to God, I tell you what, that's the best part. Yeah. And he says, amen, he said that this is where we came. He said, for in Him we live. He said, for in Him we move and have our being. And not only in the time of trouble, but all the time. Amen. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we're instead of looking to the Lord Jesus, amen, all the time we look to Him, we use Him like a crutch. Amen. We use Him like a crutch. Now, I don't know about you, but I've got an old pair of crutches, and I keep them in the can house. Yeah, why don't you get rid of them? Because I probably need them. In my experience, down through the years, I've had a tendency to have to go back and get them time after time. But when I don't need them, I keep them in the can house out of sight. Hey, like I was talking about before, over in that dark place. Amen. I'm trying to kind of try to forget about them till I need them again. If we ain't careful, that's what we do with the Lord. We come to a time of trouble, praise God, and until then we keep Him over there in that dark place. And we use Him like a crutch. Amen. We won't call on Him. We won't trust Him. We won't rely on Him. Amen. We won't adhere to Him until we need Him. Till we get so enrooted into trouble, praise God, that we can't dig our way out. Amen. You know where I'm at. And then we'll say, oh Lord, help me. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, He wants to help you all the way. He don't want to be your crutch. He wants to be your ever-present help, amen. He wants to come alongside you and love you in so many ways. Pray God, you'll have to like one or two of them. Amen. He wants to show you Himself, His magnificent self, and the love that He has, amen, to bestow upon you so that you can bestow it upon someone else. But we're living in a selfish, a self-centered society. Amen. Amen. We have Him, and when we focus on Him, praise God, He begins to give us that love. And He helps us to live and move. He helps us to have that being. Amen. But we get in trouble and we get into bad times. We say, oh Lord, help me. We get into place. Amen. But we gotta love Him during the good times. We gotta love Him in bad times. We gotta love Him in times of joy. We gotta love Him in times of sorrow. Praise God, because He's ever present help. Amen. Hey, did you ever think about when you're rejoicing, when you're having joy in your heart, praise God, the Lord likes to enjoy that too. You realize God, amen, it stirs His heart. I believe the glory bells in heaven ring, praise God, when you start rejoicing in your soul. Amen. I mean, you get tuned in just right, praise God, and I believe the bells of glory go off. Amen. The Lord looks down and says, praise God, that's mine. Amen. I believe when you get excited, He gets excited too. But I will say this, I believe when you get discouraged, I believe He gets discouraged with you. Amen. He comes along and He sends the Holy Spirit, praise God, just to encourage your soul, to lift you up, praise God, to bring you out. Amen. So when we get to looking, praise God, we got to look unto Jesus. Praise God. He's the one that makes the difference. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 4, in verse 16, look what the Bible says. He said, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. But He gives us that help, amen, just in time. just exactly when we need it, praise God, He gives it, amen. And that's why we've got to stay close to Him, because He knows what we need. He knows the direction, praise God, that we need to go. So when you're running at a breakneck speed down the road, amen, praise God, and you're coming up to an intersection in life, praise God, if we're tuned in with the Lord, praise God, He's our GPS, and He'll tell us which way to go. But if we're not careful, amen, and we disassociate, if we're losing for a crutch, praise God, before you can get it programmed in and get back in communication, get the line reconnected, praise God, you've done run out of the road. Amen. There'll be, you be running down, praise God, you'll take that wrong turn, praise the Lord, you get down there a little way, and there'll be a bridge out. Amen. That's the way the devil does. He'll run you out of the road, praise God, run you out of a place where there's no bridge, no place to cross. Amen. He'll take you out there as far as he can, and he'll leave you. Amen. But there's a good God of glory if we look unto Him. Praise God, He has the grace, amen, to show us the way, all the way. Amen. He never withdraws Himself, never leaves us alone, praise God, if we'll just trust in Him. But we got to look to Him in everything that we do. Not just in the little things, not just in the big things, in everything. In everything. Trust in the Lord to be there for us, to give us that good godly guidance. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't want to counsel fools. Amen. There's enough of that out here. But I want good godly counsel. I want God to show me the way and help me to walk in that way. You say, well, preacher, how? That's a hard thing. No, when you commit yourself to God and put up a resistance, amen, God, the good God of glory will come along and He'll help us every step of the way. Amen. He does that. I know there's a lot of folks took that 52-day challenge that we done out of Nehemiah. And after a couple of weeks, people said, man, preacher, this is hard. So I never realized how hard it was to serve the Lord, to do right. I said, because you've never actually tried before. Never actually applied it and said, you know what? I'm going to do right. I'm going to act right, talk right. I'm going to react right, praise God. And when we begin to focus on doing right, praise God, it's not an easy thing. But praise God, the more you do it, the more you practice, the easier it gets. Amen. It's not hard to be a child of God when you commit to the Lord. Say, you know what, God, I want you to help me to be all I can be. I can bring glory to your name. I can lift you up, praise you every day. Amen. Because then that ever present help comes along and He begins to guide you in that way. You say, well, preacher, how do you know? Because it's His way. Amen. He's the one, He's going to guide you in the right way, praise God, because it's His way. He don't have any problem with that. He don't have to rewrite the book. He don't re-examine the way, praise God, because the way's already set. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. When we start trusting in the Lord, looking to Jesus in all that we do. Not looking only to Jesus in everything, but looking for Jesus for everything. For everything we do, everything we have, praise God, we got to trust in the Lord. In John chapter 14, verse 13, it says, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Amen? That's pretty simple, ain't it? So when we take Jesus, we take Him out of the closet, and we make Him the Lord of our life, and we start looking unto Jesus. Amen. What a phrase, what a statement. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of this thing. Amen. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows where you're at, knows where you can be, knows where you're going to end up. And it looks to me like it's time to just start trusting Him. Amen. Because He knows the end result. He can help you get to the right place. Because without Him, we may end up detoured. We may end up in the wrong place. But I'm glad there's a good God of glory that loves you, praise God, enough that He died for you, amen? And He come to show us the way. So whatsoever you ask in Him, ask in my name, that will I give you. In other words, what He's saying, don't rely on your self-effort. Self-effort won't get you nowhere. Self-effort, amen. As long as we're putting our self-effort in the Lord, every effort that we put forth should be to please God. I told the young people in Sunday school, amen, our total desire should be to be pleasing to our Heavenly Father. We've been teaching the young people on the life of the Lord Jesus Christ his teenage years. And his whole life growing up was about being pleasing to his Heavenly Father. If we could get the mindset and the attitude, praise God, looking to the Lord Jesus Christ for everything we have, amen, in respect of being pleasing to our Heavenly Father. Well, what a difference it would make. Because we'd quit relying on ourselves. We'd quit relying on other people. Hello? I tell you, I'm not saying it mean, but you put your faith in other people, they're going to let you down. They're going to leave you discouraged. They're going to leave you disappointed. But when you put your faith and trust in the Lord, praise God, He's never left me disappointed. He never has. The Lord has never disappointed. He's always reached way above my expectations. Amen. Whenever I couldn't get there, praise God, He brought me through. So I look for Him in everything that I do, praise God. Every decision I make, I say, Lord, Your will be done. Amen. Praise God, and He begins to give me those things, praise God. It's not about me, it's not self-reliance, praise God, but it's reliance on Him. Amen. Amen. He makes the difference. He has the capacity, amen, to meet our needs. Amen. Amen. We don't have the capacity, praise the Lord, but He does. Amen. He gives us that. When we look to Lord Jesus Christ, He gives us the capacity to love one another. He gives us the capacity to have the things that we need, food and raiment and clothing and a roof over our head, praise God. He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will add unto you. Amen? But if we ain't careful, we get caught up in trying to do it ourselves, praise God, instead of trust. I'm telling you what, we're coming to a time and we're coming to a place in America that we better have our faith and our confidence in the Lord. We're coming to a place of hardship and trial that this world ain't never seen. And we better be prepared to put our faith in the Lord. Because He said He'd never seen a righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. So if you take that to me, I mean, I know ain't several folks in here, praise God, that's been in hard times, seen difficult times, but the Lord Jesus Christ has brought them through. I'll never forget my daddy, my granddaddy sitting under an old big oak tree over there talking about the Great Depression. He said people were losing everything they had, and the people that had money were losing it. People were committing suicide and everything else because they're so downtrodden. He said, you know what? He said, we just love the Lord, just old plain farming people, praise God, and said we never missed a beat. Amen. He said, God always put a beat on the table. Amen. Praise God. He said, just like it never happened. Why? Because he had a mom and daddy that loved the Lord. Praise God, they loved the Lord Jesus Christ, and they was trusting the Lord, and they was asking Him for everything they needed. And He's supplying that need. Amen. That's what God does. That's who He is. And He owns it all. Praise the Lord. So we can go to Him and ask Him, praise God, and receive, praise the Lord, because He's promised already. Bless His holy name. He said we could have those things, the promises, to supply all of our needs. Not only do we look for Lord Jesus Christ for everything, but we need to look for Lord Jesus Christ with everything. Amen. Every ounce and fiber of our being should be dedicated to Him, to trust in Him. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, He says, And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. Amen. So when we look to the Lord Jesus Christ with everything, our soul, our body, our spirit, the whole fiber of our being, praise God, just trusting in the Lord. Amen. Taking the trust in off of the world, off of mankind, off of people, and off of self. Self has never done nothing but let me down. Self and the selfishness and self-centeredness and pride, amen, it's always brought me down. Amen. It's never helped me. Every time I've tried to do stuff by myself, amen, it just let me down. I can't even study God's Word by myself. I look at it and I begin to just look and it just like it's just a blank. But boy, when I begin to ask God, the Holy Ghost of God moves in, praise God, begins to touch my heart, amen, He begins to fill my soul. Amen. Praise God, that was empty, seemed like it was empty and void, praise God, begins to overflow. I mean, it's good stuff from God when we begin to just trust Him with everything, every fiber of our being, praise God, in the hands of a thrice holy God. Amen. Amen. He begins to take our lives, that old crumbled up mess that we call life. Amen. And he begins to pull it together. Amen. And he begins to redirect it and to focus it. He begins to take the shambles of that we've made a mess out of. And He begins to pull it back together. He begins to put it together in an orderly fashion. See, what's wrong with the world? We've tried to do stuff by ourselves so long. Because we've been, in America, we've been so prosperous. Amen? We've been so prosperous, we're forgetting to remember God. And we're thinking that we've done all this by ourselves. I want to say, praise God, the only thing that we have is because God has given it to us. Amen? Because He's blessed us, because He loves us, because He cares for us. And when we think we can do it within ourselves, praise God, we're missing the mark. But when we begin to trust in the Lord, praise God, with every fiber of our being, our mind, our soul, our body, and our strength, praise God, He begins to pull it together. See, what's wrong with America? We're out of order. Amen? We are just slap out of order. But God says, I want to restore that order. So I want to put it back together. I want to make it where it's pleasing in my sight. He said, I want to put it together the way it ought to be. Amen. You know what? That sounds kind of logical, don't it? Amen. I'd like to see God put it back together the way it ought to be. Not the way that it is. The way that it is messed up. But if we put everything in the hands of the Lord, you say, well, preacher, how do we do that? By just presenting ourselves to Him. Say, Lord, here I am. Amen. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, the Bible says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Amen. He said, give yourself to the Lord as something He can use. Amen. Amen. Make a sacrifice. Say, Lord God, I'm just going to give myself wholly to You. See, a sacrifice, when they took a sacrifice of that little old lamb or whatever it was, they took it and they give the whole thing. They didn't hold nothing back. What's wrong in churches today, praise God, is we're holding too much back. We're holding on to too much. Praise God, we got to just let it, and we just got to look at the Lord Jesus Christ and give it to Him. What we have to do, you can ask anybody in here that's lived and got saved and tried to live in the world, tried to live in church and tried to live in Christ likeness and tried to live in the world and all that and back and forth. Amen, it don't work. But when you commit yourself to the Lord, when you offer yourself a living sacrifice unto the Lord, praise God, when you give yourself to Him, praise God, He takes what you offer Him. Amen. He takes what you offer Him. He begins to do marvelous and wonderful things with it. Praise God, and you begin to see the power of God manifest like you've never seen it before. Amen. You begin to start to go places and do things and see people and communicate around and things. Everything begins to change. Your communication, your attitude, and all these things begin to change. Amen. The way that you see things begins to change because you've offered yourself a living sacrifice unto the Lord. But He said, after all, it's our reasonable service. After what He did for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. After all the prayers He's heard, after all, you know, I got to thinking today. I come up here one day last Monday, I believe it was, and I was a praying, and I've been praying over these objects on the cross, and there was a lot of them. It took me an hour and a half to take those cards off it where people had brought their objects and nailed them to the cross. Amen. They brought them to the Lord Jesus Christ. They was looking to the Lord, praise God, and they brought them to the cross, and they literally nailed them to this cross. Amen. All those objects, my wife told me, all them holes in there, praise God. Those is objects that they had brought before the Lord. And they brought, and I was up here the other day as I was pulling them off. And I said, oh, God bless, praise His name. And how the Lord wants to move on these. And I've got them at home, and I pray over these objects. Amen. And ask God just to touch as only He can, praise God. Why? Because I'm looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm looking for His goodness, and I'm committing it all to Him. Amen. Amen. And if we could take those folks that brought these to the cross, they've nailed them on there. If they just offer themselves that living sacrifice, God can hear their prayer and He can begin to answer them in a way that's pleasing to Him. Amen. But we have to look to the Lord with everything that we have, everything that we are. Not only do we got to look to the Lord with everything, but we got to look to the Lord through everything. No matter what we go through, no matter where we're at, no matter what's happening in our life, praise God, we got to keep going back to the Lord. I've said it time and time again. I don't know why when we get discouraged and frustrated and things go wrong, praise God, the first thing we want to do is hit the door and run. Amen. What we ought to do is hit the door and run up to the an old-fashioned altar, praise God. Find the Lord, amen, and say, Lord, I need help. Amen. He has the help, praise God. He knows what we need. But the Bible said before we even ask, amen, we ought to be asking, praise God. He knows where we're at. He knows the direction. He knows what we need. He knows what would help you. But we got to ask Him, amen. We've got to go through the Lord. Just got to look to Him through everything that we do. In 1 Peter chapter 5, in verse 10, the Bible says this. He said, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen. He said, hey, listen, if we look to the Lord Jesus Christ through everything that we go through, we'll have some highs, we'll have some lows. But praise God, no matter whether you're high on a mountain or down in a valley, praise God, we just got to keep trusting the Lord. Realize that one day in a little while, praise God, it's going to all level out and it'll all be good. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the God of all grace, that's all His. It all belongs to Him. Who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. And not for just a little while. Do you get the aspect? I don't think in our mind we can get the aspect of eternal. Amen. But Andrew, that's something that never ends. That's endless. Here in this life, it's fleeting. It passes by. It's like a vapor and it's gone. It's like the dew on the grass. Amen. When the sun comes up. But I want to say glory be to God. We have an eternal hope of glory in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we commit ourselves at living sacrifice, praise God, He begins to take us up, amen, and begins to glorify us with Himself. And one day, praise God, we'll be past all this. Praise the Lord. Amen. That He said, after that ye have suffered a while. Amen. Notice there's a limit on this. It don't last forever. It's just a little while. It's fleeting and it's gone, praise God. And all the suffering of this world, I mean, it'll be history. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said He might after a while make you perfect. He make you establish you and strengthen you and settle you. He'll give you that adjustment, that tweaking that you need. Amen. That's what the Lord does. If we'll let Him, He tweaks us constantly. Amen. It's like one of them drag cars. You know, they tweak that carburetor where it's purring just perfect. So that's what God wants to do for us. That's what He's doing for us. That's what He does with us according to His Word. He's constantly tweaking us, making us just a little better. Amen. Giving us a glory to God. Giving us just a little better performance. Amen.
Amen.
My wife, when we got married, I had a little old Volkswagen I built. And I put 88 millimeter jugs on that thing and had dual Kadron carb. I was going to put them on machine, had them things timed just right. Son, that thing would hum. It would fly. That's why we got rid of it, because I was afraid my wife was going to get killed. Had a 4-speed competition shifter. I mean, the gears, I mean, you could take your finger, boom, 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 just right through them, just zip right through them things. Amen. But that thing would purr like it was timed. Put them on a thing and timed them together. Them carburetors were timed together. See, that's what God's a doing, praise God. He's a timing us together. He's hooking us up with Himself, amen. He's adjusting us to perfection. Getting us ready, praise God, to present us to Himself one day without any spot or blemish or any such thing. One day, praise God, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ and looking for His appearance, you'll be presented to Him perfect.
Amen.
An old imperfect something like me and you, He'll tune up, glory to God, and get us ready for glory. Amen. Said He could settle us into a place, praise God, with confidence. Amen. We can be settled into glory with confidence one day. Praise God. Why? Because you know you're going in, praise the Lord, trusting the Lord, and you're going to be all tuned up. Amen. I want to say glory to God when we get the glory. Amen. We're going to be tuned up. We're going to be running. We're going to be running perfect. There's not going to be any misses. There's not going to be any hesitation. Praise God. We're going to just move right on in. Glory to God. Praising God throughout eternity.
Amen.
Amen. He's getting glory. Hey, He's gearing us up to run forever.
Amen.
Amen. See, we were designed to run forever. Do you know that? Man was designed in the garden to live forever. Amen. We would go there, we'd go to sleep at night, wake up. Adam and Eve would, when they were originally designed, would wake up the next morning, Brother Bill, brand new. No aches or pains, sorrows, nothing. Amen. They'd wake up every morning brand new, ready to tend the garden. Amen. It was a joy. But the old devil come along, messed that up. But God says, well, praise God, if we'll just trust in Him through everything, praise God. Trusting in the Lord, looking unto Jesus. Praise the Lord. He said He'd tune us up, get us ready for heaven. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? That it's the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to tune us. Amen. We can't tune ourselves, but He can. He can get us ready. So if we're looking through the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, in the happy times, in the sad times, trust in Him, amen. But you know what happens? We get upset, and the first thing we do is go to complaining to God. Well, God, look what's going on now. Why didn't You stop this? Amen. Well, usually because we take off on our own and we don't trust the Lord, amen. And we get out there way out yonder somewhere and we're using Him for that crutch. We get way out there and then God said, and then we don't even know how to get back to God. The devil's done took us further than we wanted to go, kept us longer than we wanted to stay, amen, and left us deserted alone by ourselves. Ain't you ever notice how the old devil will put so-called friends in your life? And boy, they'll get out there and they'll run with you and they'll suck up your money like an old broke down vehicle. And they'll suck it up. They'll take everything you got and they'll get out there when you run out of funds. Hey, you don't have no more friends. I told a fellow one time, he called me and said, hey, he's bad to run around and drink and carry on with a bunch of his buddies. And I told him, I kept telling him, I said, son, I said, you need to quit it. I said, them fellas don't care. They're using you. Got him out one Saturday night, or one Friday night, and he was jerking his car around, tore the transmission out of it. He called me the next day, he said, hey, Jeff, just wondering, hey man, could you carry me over to work? I said, why? He said, well, so I got with my buddies last night, and so I tore the transmission out of my car. I asked him this, I said, well, where's your buddies? I said, where are your buddies? He said, I've been trying to call all of them. I can't get in touch with none of them. Amen. That's just what the devil does. He gets a hold of you, takes you out there, makes you think you got friends. Pray God, I won't say that he's not a friend like Jesus. Amen. He'll never take you out and leave you somewhere. Praise God, he'll be right there with you all the way to the end of the way. Amen. Praise God. But we got it. We can't complain when bad things come. Praise God. We just trust the Lord. That's why I said we got to keep running to Him. We got to grow in the Lord. Amen. The Lord allows us, amen, to go through things and suffer. But praise God, they strengthen our faith. We got to keep our faith in the Lord. Even though when we travel through valleys, we all travel through valleys. We all go through hard places. Amen. But I won't say He's a good God of glory. He's promised to go through them with us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. That means not for one minute. Amen. Put our faith and trust Him. He'll never leave us, never forsake us for one minute. He'll always be right there with us. He'll always be right there to help us, praise God. So we can just keep trusting in Him. Amen. Then when we come out on the other side of that valley, we come out rejoicing. Amen. Come out rejoicing, praising God because He was there. We didn't find Him in the valley. Praise God. He was there in the valley with us. Praise God. We come out shouting, rejoicing in the Lord. Look at 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 13. The Bible says this. He said, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Amen. Did you get that? He said, but rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. We go through hard things here. We go through tough times. But He's there with us, that when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Amen. When we go through the hard things here, praise God, realize that the Lord's there with us. And one day in a little while, praise God, we'll be rejoicing with Him in glory. Amen. Praise God. Throughout eternity, praise God, all the suffering will be past and rejoicing will be eternal. I don't know about you. That excites my soul. It gives me something to have confidence in. But you say, how do you get to that path? By looking unto the Lord. By looking to Jesus, amen. The author and the finisher of our faith. But the question is, do we have faith to believe? Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. He said, it's gift of God. What I'm asking you this morning, have you received that gift of God? That grace that's extended down to you? That grace we preached about Wednesday night, praise God, where God says, Paul said, hey Lord, he said, this thing that I've got, this affliction of the flesh, three times I prayed for it, you take it away. And but God said, my grace is sufficient. He said, my grace. He said, I'm giving you grace. I want to say this morning, God's giving you grace. He's offering you grace. Amen. His grace, His power, His strength, His love, His compassion. He's offering it to us today. And all we got to do on faith, just reach out and take a hold of grace. Amen. Grace is the biggest, it's the greatest tow truck ever was. Grace can reach down, hook your, that glory to God. Grace can reach down and hook your burden, praise God. And it don't matter how it's, how much entrenched in the mud it is. Glory be to God. Grace can reach down through faith and pull you out of that mud. It can clean you off and put you on a solid foundation. Amen. When we look to the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, grace comes in, faith works, and God does the rest. Amen. But we have to just trust Him. We have to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Looking unto the Lord. That's a constant thing. Amen. Looking. Keep seeing. Keep desiring that help from God. And God just keeps pouring it out. God just keeps coming to where you're at. That God just keeps manifesting Himself in our lives. He keeps giving us that we need day by day. Amen. To keep going for the Lord. So we can come out rejoicing. When it's all said and done. Amen. So we can rejoice in the Lord. Giving Him glory. Because we've been looking. But you know what we've got to do? Let me say this and I'm done. We've got to look to see. Amen. We've got to look to the Lord and we've got to see how much He loves us, how much cares, and how much He wants to do for us. And we have to commit it to Him. Amen. Whose grace is sufficient for every need.